Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of today. This last half hour of hour number three on this Wednesday, July 30th, 2025 edition. This segment brought to you by Curtis Gunsmithing over on Pickerel Lake Road in Petoskey. Text me guns, G-U-N-S, and my phone will send you the contact information for Curtis Gunsmithing. Check them out online. The website, I have it there, the phone numbers. You can give them a call. Tom is a great gunsmith. They have an awesome inventory of new and used firearms, ammunition, transfers for your licenses. All of it can be handled right there at Curtis Gunsmithing, Pickerel Lake Road in Petoskey. Again, text me guns, and I'll send you their contact information. Looking at different age demographics, kind of an interesting statistic study was done. Gen X has more Republican or Republican-leaning voters than any other generation, according to a Pew Research Center's demographic breakdown of voters, finding that 51% of the Gen Xers are Republican, 42% are Democrats, 7 are independents. Well, the generation with the biggest gap favoring the Democrats, younger Gen Z. 49% plurality are Democrats, 43% Republicans, 9% independents. Overall, the survey found the nation was nearly split. 46% leaning right now Republican, 45% Democrat. Now, Republicans are favored by the men at 53%, only 41% women. Conversely, Democrats, 51% of women support them, only 39% of the men. This is a drop of 3%. Just since last year. The really young millennials, 47% Democrat, 45% Republican, 8% independents. Us baby boomers listing Republicans at 48%, Democrats at 44%. Like every other generation, the number of independents edged up slightly between last year, 2024, and so far this year. But yet, they're still in single digits. Now, the reason I bring this study up is because the top money campaign raiser in the race for governor is Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, who's actually a Democrat, but claims to be running now as an independent, claiming both parties are dysfunctional, people across the state of Michigan fed up with Republican governors and Democrat governors need and want a new independent governor. But yet again, according to the polls, we're looking at 7 to 8% of independents. Now, the question is going to be, when it comes to a November general election, because, again, Duggan is avoiding a August primary runoff against Jocelyn Benson, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, and Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson. He doesn't want to play in that Democratic sandbox. So by running as an independent, he's avoiding the primary in August next year, and saving up all his money for the general election. If John James, the front runner, the one with the $5 million PAC supporting him, Daniel and Pam DeVos, that PAC supporting him to the tune of $5 million, along with the $2 million he's raised on his own, ends up winning the Republican nomination, is James going to be able to defeat the independent Mike Duggan? Especially in the highly populated Wayne County, southeastern Michigan area, which includes the city of Detroit. Will the black voters of Detroit vote for their former Detroit mayor as an independent, or will they pull the tab for the Democrat, whichever candidate ends up winning that nomination? They don't vote independent, folks. They vote Democrat. And many of them vote straight party ticket. So if they go in and they mark Democrat, straight party ticket, Duggan doesn't get their vote. Republicans go in and vote straight Republican ticket, John James would get their vote. Duggan is not going to break that cycle. I don't care how much money he has. I don't care how much money he spends on radio, TV, mailers in the mailbox, signs or whatever. I don't see it happening. And according to this poll research that was released on Friday, it's not going to happen. Because I'm hearing all these people saying these wonderful things about Mike Duggan. Sorry, running as an independent third party, not in Michigan, it's not going to work. Every single age group, baby boomers, millennials, Gen X, Gen Z, women, men, it doesn't matter. Independents are not breaking 10%. Not going to happen. Now, one of the other components you have to look at, Donald Trump will not be on the ballot next year. Well, without Donald Trump being center stage, this is going to open things wide open, according to Professor, this guy, let's see, I want to make sure I get his name correct, because there's two different names. Okay, yeah, that's it. Western Michigan University political science professor John Clark. What it's going to come down to generally, he says, is that the parties, Republican and Democrats, are interested in championing specific policy issues. Those interested in national defense, for example, seem to gravitate toward Republicans, while those interested in family assistance programs lean Democratic. Democrats are more open to recruiting women political candidates. For example, a student who's starting college this fall basically does not know American politics. And without Donald Trump being at center stage, they definitely won't be paying attention next year. So things might end up to be completely out of whack for someone who's just turning 18 versus elderly people. He said the political evolution of the younger generations will largely depend on what happens going forward with American politics. The 2024 Trump image was more attractive to young men, while Kamala Harris was attractive to young women. However, the turnout of the vote proved that the men voted more than young women. Donald Trump winning that demographic overwhelmingly over Kamala Harris. So it's going to be interesting going forward into this race, because we are laser focused on our state. It is not a national election. This is Michigan, folks. Next year, 2026, will be the year that we decide what direction this state is headed. Are we going to continue to follow the Democrats' direction and go against history, where basically every 8 years we flip from Republican governor to Democrat governor, Republican governor, Democrat governor, while historically we're due for a Republican governor? The question will be, if it ends up being John James as the candidate, will he be attractive enough to some of the black voters, since he's black, since he's from southeastern Michigan? Is that going to be something that will help, even knowing, too, that his business is in the Detroit area? Is that going to be enough of a vote to get those votes from Wayne County at higher numbers than normal for a Republican candidate? That is going to be absolutely the question. So we'll see where this goes. We'll continue to watch these polls. We'll continue to see where this is at. But one of the things that we are definitely, definitely, definitely going to be following is how the demographics are going to change based on the candidates. But with this poll just coming out Friday for all these different demographic age groups, again, independents are simply not there. Now, one component in this survey that did have them north of 10% was education. People with a high school degree or less, 49% Republican, only 40% Democratic, 11% independent. High school degrees or less. People with some college but no degree, 51% Republican, 41% Democrat, only 6% independent. Education is factoring the polling data. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Couple of text messages coming in during the break. One of them says, point blank, if John James is the Republican candidate for the Republicans, Washington, as well as national dollars, will come into his campaign. He will be very, very much a great, this is his words, great candidate for the Republicans. Even though he may not necessarily be conservative enough, nor has shown any CEO experience, he does own a business in Detroit, and he does hold an MBA, Masters of Business Administration. Business guy? I guess is what you're saying, because that's what I've said all along. I want a businessman like Donald Trump to be the Republican candidate. Now, I've been texting back and forth with Perry Johnson. He says that he plans to make a decision here within the next 3 to 4 weeks before the September leadership conference on Mackinac Island. I think he could consider coming on this show and making his decision announcement. Don't think he's going to get into the race, but he said within the next 3 to 4 weeks, he will be making a decision and an announcement. Now, the other interesting part of that is Kevin Rinke ran for governor in 22. Collected enough signatures to be on the ballot, came in second place to Tudor Dixon, only after the DeVos family and President Trump, just days before the primary, endorsed Tudor Dixon. Well, Tudor is not running. She's out. She's not running for governor. She's not running for U.S. Senate next year. She's out. So that means, potentially, if Kevin Rinke decides to get in, he's a business guy, came in second place to Tudor Dixon, and I think could have enough money to compete with John James and the DeVos pack. So, interesting process happening. This is going to be very, very, very interesting. Now, one other thing that I think people need to look at here is the Democrat side. Because I believe Jocelyn Benson's campaign is going to be in trouble based on what she's having to deal with from Washington. Potential violations of federal statutes being investigated by Pam Bondi, the Attorney General. the Justice Department, after the investigation potentially coming up with charges against her, that she would have to defend herself. That is going to change her campaign as well as her front runner status within the Democratic primary process. And I wonder if that, in fact, does happen this year, does that change Mike Duggan's running as an independent, getting him back to run as a Democrat, which he truly is, where he would get the straight Democratic vote if people vote straight party ticket? Running as a Democrat would be much better for his candidacy. So all of this is going to be playing out, people. This is going to be very, very, very interesting. Okay, to wrap up the show, we do have some text automated messages available to you guys. If you want to join us tonight down in McBain, Michigan, for the first congressional district, text me first, the number 1ST. I'll send you the flyer. You can pay at the door. It's going to be a great event. Looking forward to it. Next, of course, guns. If you'd like the contact information for Curtis Gunsmithing, text me guns. I'll send that to you as well. As well as the Legal Defense Fund. Things went well in court yesterday with Vicky and her attorney, but we're still continuing to fight this lawsuit. If you'd like the information, if you'd like to help out, donate online at the Give, Send, Go website or mail a check to Michigan Broadcasters LLC at our P.O. Box 650. It's down in Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49629. Just text me legal and I'll send you the website link as well as the mailing address. So those are the three things we're working on right now. Oh, no, the other one, I forgot. MyPillow.com, the late summer sale is on right now. 50, 60, 70, 80% off MyPillow.com. Just text me MP for MyPillow. The phone will automatically respond back to you with the phone number for the operator, if you want to call them and talk to a human operator, or the promo code TruckerRandy for the website MyPillow.com. Just text me MP and I'll send you, my phone will automatically send you the flyer, the information back on that as well. Greatly appreciate the interaction, the text messages, you guys, for today. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Hump Day Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code.